Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. I miss my cue. Shut up. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Takeover Tuesday, Monstrous Radio Live. DJ Imonson is unbelievable. You know how we do it. It's the only interactive radio show where you can call in and take over the show and talk about what you do, what you got going on, any events. You can talk about somebody bogus. You can start some drama. It doesn't matter. It's your radio show. So hit us up when you're ready, 424-243-9649, but make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. So I'll let Miss Unbelievable say what's up, and then I'm going to go ahead and jump into our music right quick as our breather. So how you doing, Miss Unbelievable?
Unbelievably great. How are you?
I'm monstrous. You did.
Oh, monstrous, huh? You say? Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
With your Kevin little heart. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into music, you guys. We can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about, but one of the things I know I want to talk about tonight, you dig, a good question. What do you do when you got somebody that's your friend and y'all having the conversation and they go, but you can't fight? What? Yeah, how about your friend is like, you can't fight. What are you talking about? The fuck? We have a lot of fighting coming up. Watch this right now on a Monday. Oh my goodness. This is Twin Cities Music. This right is OG Grip. It's called Fancy Life, Monsters Radio on a Takeover Tuesday.
Fantasy's about the fast life. White women in black ties. Black women and white guys. Martinis with my ties. Gucci loafers meeting with Jews. Yo. And world tours, reaping rewards from these dudes.
Yeah.
What you know about that? All the struggle done paid off and now we getting back.
Yeah.
That's why we giving back.
Yeah.
Putting everything in this rap till it's a wrap. And it's a wrap, L.I.B., and we elevating. Kenny told me stay focused, don't focus on all the hating.
Nah.
And we did that.
Yeah.
Living the fancy life,
yeah.
We keep it going all night. And it goes on and 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 on. What a fancy life, you can have what you like. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Done change for a nigga. Barely gaining weight, but now my pocket's getting bigger. I've been living life fancy. If you can't see, accomplish plan A, now on to plan B. We've been moving like it's ours for a minute, just to find out what life really isn't. Isn't it amazing? Head down to the pavement, like I'm 23 at the gym and I'm faded. Barely making wages. Now I'm tipping wages, 50 extra dollars, keep the ice cold in the Henny. Haters do not offend me,
no.
Bitches do not pretend me,
no.
But this is what it is when you live in life fancy.
Living the fancy life,
yeah.
We keep it going all night,
all night.
And
the fancy life. We keep it going all night, and it goes on and 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 on. What a fancy life, you can have what you like, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, Takeover Tuesday. OG Grip coming in from Minnesota. Yeah. On a chilly night. Uh-huh. Let's see, who else I got up next? I got some AOD coming up. Let's see, I got some Rob G coming up. I got a lot of music coming up, so check it out. Sorry, not AID, AOD 601, Monsters Radio from the Twin Cities. Takeover Tuesday. Let's get it. Oh my goodness, Clay. I know it'll work. I know. Let's get it, big homie. Monsters Radio.
Yep. They don't wanna see me make it, but these bitches send me pictures naked. Like naked. They don't wanna see a nigga with money, nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broke and dusty. I know. But I'ma get a hit of some head on. I know. Shit, but I'ma get a hit of some head on. I know. But I'ma get a hit of some head on. Whether they like me or not, I'ma forever get guap. Forever get knots. Yeah. Nigga, ma, give me your light. Yeah. Couple foreign straight off the lot. Yeah. Pull a bitch at something called a lot. These nigga wanna see me flop. But it's something I just will not. Niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop. I go harder than cooking the pot. Yo, bitch in my DM, she sending them shots. Since I make it to her to stop. They don't wanna see me at the top. But I had to sit back and watch. Pull in all in my pot. Stay smoking on fruity like dots. But I'ma do some shit that these niggas can't.
What else?
I'ma take they dream girls out on dates.
What else?
I'ma put my dick all up in her face and in her waist and tell them niggas ahead game when they're fucking great. Let's get it.
They don't wanna see me make it. But these bitches send me pictures naked.
Like naked.
They don't wanna see a nigga with money. Nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broke and dusty. I know.
But I'ma get a hit of some head on.
I know.
Shit, but I'ma get a hit of some head on.
I know.
Nah, but I'ma get a hit of some head on. Nah, money be calling, I gotta go get it.
I know.
Flexing on the ground like nigga, we made it.
I know.
They steady hating, but we ain't watching.
I know.
You like the media man, cause we keep on watching.
I know.
Keep a boy like Tony Hawk. Try to run, but that ain't gon' hold.
That doesn't eat.
Yo, bitch bad and she know it. What she do for me, she won't do for you. She might do my team, she won't do it for you.
My time, nigga.
That hate shit, she ain't listening. All the pillow talk, she ain't listening. She too busy, man, she too busy, man. Trying to snatch at me that pussy.
It's going down in the DM.
This shit we do is unnormal. You basic nigga, that's basic. Let's go.
They don't wanna see me make it. But these bitches send me pictures naked.
Like naked.
They don't wanna see a nigga with money. Nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broke and dusty. I know.
But I'ma get a hit of some head on.
I know.
Shit, but I'ma get a hit of some head on.
I know.
Yeah. But I'ma get a hit of some head on. But I'ma get a hit of some head on. But I'ma get a hit of some head on.
Yeah, but I mean, it's in my hate on. I can't even say it. It is what it is. Takeover Tuesday. Call in, take over the show. Interactive radio, better than FM, because you can say what you want to say. Ooh, we. Now, all right, it's just me, DJ E Monster, E M O N S T A. You put it in ER, you can find a whole different dude you're not looking for. And we got Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. So all right, Takeover Tuesday. What are we gonna talk about tonight, Mama? You got something you want to talk about?
Well, I do believe you was talking about somebody who couldn't fight in your crew, and they always the one popping off at the mouth. That's a good one.
See, I don't even like how your attitude and your voice is before we even start this conversation. I know everybody out there on radio land is like, oh, she is ready. Get you. I can hear it, too. I really don't want to get into it. But, okay, I thought we was going to break something else out first. But seeing you want to get into the drama right away, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about this.
That's the best one.
Also, I want to add to it. Also, I want to add to it because, and this right here, somebody said to me, man, I'm like, what? Somebody said, why are you always trying to look hard in your pictures? Are those not like fighting words? I mean, is that not like calling me out? I don't know what to say. How are you going to say to me?
I mean, it's true. Why are you always trying to look hard? I mean, it's true. Like, I mean, it's kind of true. Like, y'all scroll through eight monster pictures and y'all be like, I'm just.
You know what? Where's your boyfriend at? I'm going to beat his ass because I'm not going to fight a girl. I'm about to shoot off your pinky toe because you're about to try to hit me with a garbage can. I can't believe you just said you do be trying to look. I do be trying now. I be trying. That's
man,
not
you be trying.
Be trying.
Okay. You be trying. Okay. I'm just saying you be trying, but it don't be like intentional. You know, it don't be like intentional. You just like, I don't know. It's just like, I ain't really feeling this picture, so I'm going to just, whatever. Here we go. Let's go. Like,
okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
I mean, because
okay.
I don't know if you hard or not. You know, you may be a softie. You know, he may be the one who don't fight. Like, don't bring him, dog. You know, keep him at the crib.
Here we go.
I'm just saying.
See, here we go. I don't even like the vibration when you said something.
No.
It is what it is. But we're going to come back to this other part of the conversation. So, I mean, what do you do when you're having a conversation, you're telling your friend whatever, something that's going down, and you're like, and you rah-rah, you monstrous about it, and all of a sudden they stop in the middle of the conversation and go, but you can't fight. You ain't finna fight nobody. What is you doing?
I mean, I keep it 100. Man. Mm-hmm. And I don't bring you. Like, you know, there's like people that you bring to the spot with you. Like, you serve the scene. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You be like, okay, if something break out, who I need with me? Because I know she can't fight. She'll talk too much. And she'll go. So, you always bring the one who will go. You know, the hood spot. Now,
the
ones that is just a cool spot.
It's ugly.
In fact,
they don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
It is. Because they don't care about their face. You know, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's a cool spot. You know, it's laid back. Ain't really going to pop off. Really nothing that you could bring the whole squad. Because, you know, there is one that will go. But it'll take her a minute. But at least you got two out of the four. You know.
What you mean it takes them a minute? What? Ass beating halfway passed out, then they get into it?
I mean,
what you mean?
Right. Yes, that's right. You know, after a couple punches thrown, and they seeing that the crew may be getting beat, and they may have to jump in. You know, they'll may, you know, jump or pull a hair or something, you know, something to satisfy or distract enough so your the ones that can fight can, you know, recover enough to, you know, finish what they need to do. But the one that don't fight at all, they're calling 911. They just not helping. They just not helping. So, you know, you just look at them like, why do you even come? Because they usually the cutest ones, you know, and they usually the one that attracts the guys to the table, so she gotta come. You know what I'm saying? You know, she the cute one. You know, hair all cute, makeup all done, outfit all, you know, cute. She's shitting on everybody. You know, and they be like, you with them? Yeah, you know, come talk. You know, you gotta. You know what I'm saying? So she,
hey,
her nails just got done. She ain't fighting.
Anyway. Yeah,
her nails just got done. She ain't fighting.
Anyway.
No. If we all fighting, you got to be at least down, at least pull a hair, something, take your shoe off, because, you know, something. you know, at least right, talk about what you gonna do. You know, make us feel like we all hard. But, you know, she just sit back like, huh? Y'all about to fight? Oh, I'm gonna step outside. Hi, boo, you calling me? Okay, I'm coming. Yeah, but no, you got to be careful. You just can't, no. And, but the one I talk the most of is usually the one that can't fight, and you be looking at them like, bruh, you can't fight. Why is you saying anything? You can't fight. You shut up. And then you get mad because you really pissed off. Like, shut. Y'all about to fight. Like, nigga, what I just tell you? Shut the fuck up. You can't fight. You can't. Remember, we grew up together. I know what your skills is. You can't fight. Shut up.
See, over there doing all that instigating. No, you ain't finna bust the grapes in the fruit fight. Sit your ass down somewhere. That's all you ever do is woof, you little ass chihuahua. but what do you say? I don't know. I guess it all depends on if you can fight or not. But, but what do you say? I mean, damn, I just don't know what you would say when your friend can, you can't fight. I mean, what you can't
agree.
Fight, I guess.
Nigga, you I agree. Think, so you right.
All you can
nigga,
do.
Agree. You better agree, but like, yeah,
no
you right. But
anyway,
I'm,
right?
But, yeah, you right, but, you know, can I just feel like it? I mean, just own it. Yeah, you right. Can I just hype y'all up, you know, make y'all get ready, you know? Make the excuse. I'm your hype nigga. When y'all about to find I'm your hype nigga, you know? Seriously.
Oh,
move out the way,
bro.
But then, you know, you got, but then you guys got to have, wait, you guys got to have that code. Like, y'all got to have that look. You got to have that signal. Like, okay, you doing too much, bro. Bring it back, roll it back. You got to get my eye, like, start. You know, you got to have them signals. You know, cut it, you know, whatever. He got to know when he just gone too far. He like, you gone too far. Roll it back.
All right. We're going to find something else to talk about a little bit more. And we're going to make it happen. We're going to go ahead and jump into some more breather music. Kendrick Lamar, B's in the Twin Cities. Matter of fact, this right here goes out to my squad. All I can say is, Hershey.
You can't fight. Kisses.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about these things, these pictures that been coming to my head. It's a creamy little chocolate, and you know what they call it, caramel in the middle. Ooh, and that's the part that gets you. What about a pretzel in it, with some peanut butter? As a matter of fact, what about a Kit Kat girl? What you know about that girl? What you know about that? Is you a candy hauling girl? Is you a candy haul?
Hershey, kisses, love.
Come on, give me some. I can't get enough of that.
Hershey, kisses, babe.
Reese's Pieces, that good and plenty. Milk, chocolate, need my candy. I want whoppers, milk, guns, and a fast break. It's an outrageous. You should see me on a payday. Mount fire and a heat. I'm a candy holic. Put a little twizzly in, and what about that? Whatchamacallit? Jolly Ranchers, tell me what's your favorite color? Is it peach? Is it grape? I'm a cherry lover. Now what about the chocolate Maine? What about the chocolate Maine? Once you had a little Hershey Maine, you won't put it back down a bit.
Hershey, this is love.
Come on, give me some. I can't get enough of that.
Hershey, kisses,
come on, give me some. I can't get enough of that.
Hershey,
chocolate, need my candy.
Hershey, kisses, love.
Come on, give me some, I can't get enough of
that. Hershey, kisses, baby.
Ooh, Reese's Pieces, that good and plenty. Milk, chocolate, need my candy.
Hershey, kisses, love.
Come on, give me some, I can't get enough of that.
Hershey, Hershey, kisses, baby.
Yeah, some more monstrous R&B from the Twin Cities, man. It's too cold for us not to have no hot R&B. It's the true cuddle city.
Okay. I see y'all rocking y'all heads with me. Y'all feeling what I'm feeling. Okay, D-Mac. You gonna vibe with me on this one, dog? Let's see.
It all started when I was a little boy, while the other kids were playing with toys. I heard this beautiful sound. It came from out of my mama's living room. That's when I knew what I wanted to do. Let me express it to you.
What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling I get when you hover around me.
Number one
I
love.
When you come around me.
Hey yo, I feel good, cause I love her. She feel good, cause she love me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hear me when I got something to say. Never ask about money, nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
Oh, what a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling.
Oh,
Yeah, on the Takeover Tuesday. We're going to send some soulful R&B for the Twin Cities. The one and only Black. So, all right, y'all. Takeover Tuesday. Let's see. I don't got nothing really for no entertainment news. Let's see. Is there anything else that we had to bring about, to bring to the forefront and discuss monstrously?
Okay. You know how we've been talking about the sexual harassment stuff, right?
Let's just say again, disclaimer, I do not like the tone in her voice tonight. She is just too into it. But okay, come on, let's get it.
Okay. So, I remember a time when I was like, okay, is it flirting or sexual harassment? So, E, I'm going to give you some scenarios, right? And it may have happened to people like, no, it may have not. All right, can you let me know if it's flirting or sexual harassment? Got it?
Okay, yep.
Ready? Okay.
You sure you want to ask me? But okay, let's do it. Come on.
Absolutely. Ah! Come on. Absolutely. You ready? Monstrously. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Let's do it.
Sexual harassment, friendly flirting. Those are your options, right? And you can explain it, whatever, whatever. All right, so you're talking to someone, they're having a bad day, you rub them on their back, saying, you know, hey, hopefully it'll be okay. Opposite sex. Flirting, sexual harassment.
Okay. I say it's a little bit of both. I know I don't know if I can jump the fence or not, but I want to say that's a little bit of harassment. you ain't supposed to be touching nobody. But go ahead. Next one.
Next one. You're in a meeting, and your boss, you're sitting in a chair. He begins to play footsies with your legs, like rub his leg against your leg in the meeting, and his boss is there. Some other people are there. And he loves your legs. He thinks your legs are the best. And he wants to rub them with his foot. Sexual harassment, flirting.
Harassment. That's harassment. Yep. Keep your nasty ass knot up, little. It's supposed to be about mistletoes, not hammer toes. Keep your little shoes on and feet over. That's harassment. Okay, next.
Okay.
You get $100,000.
So you're sitting in an office, and a beautiful parent walks by, and they ask you to stand up. You have a hard-on. Is that flirting or harassment?
That's flirting. That's not harassment. I can't control that. I didn't call in there for that to get. I think just happened. It might have been there before you walked by and said something. You can't prove that because of you. That's flirting.
Okay. You walk into the building, and they say, "Damn, you fine. Damn, you fine. Can I taste you?" Flirting, harassment.
Ooh, can I taste you? Come on, man, that's flirting. That's just flirting, that's just a little flirting. Can I taste you? Get it? He could be talking about your lips. Oops, now you can choose which pair he's talking about, but he just said taste you. He could have wanted to suck on your elbow or something. I don't know, but that's flirting. You get no money.
Okay. You've been sick and you have a raspy voice. And they say, oh, I like your raspy voice over your voice. Flirting, harassment.
That's flirting. Yeah, that's flirting. Yeah. That's
so
flirting.
I ask all these questions because how do you really, like, seriously go about doing a sexual or a harassment claim? Literally, how do you go about it? How do you go to your boss and say, hey, this person is sexually harassing me. And you and I've given you several scenarios, and you said, oh, flirting. Oh, you said sexual harassment. How do you go to your boss and really say, hey, this is happening to me?
Right. Well, I mean, that was pretty much for me, like, you know, as everybody knows, pretty much fun and games. But on the real, everything you said there, everything you asked me, in reality, in my opinion, at the workplace, is sexual harassment. People go to work to work. Women did not come to work to be at no start doing tip drills. She didn't come to work for all that extra shit. She can't work. She came to work to make money, to provide for her family, and that's what she's there for. She don't need no distractions. She didn't come to do no distractions. Let them people be. You dig? So anything that you're doing that is of a sexual nature, you're actually harassing them at work. Point blank. That's the end of it. If you're trying to do something sexual, you might think it's real innocent. You might think, oh, I'm just flirting. But if you work with that person, you're within your work ground, that is harassment, in my opinion, no matter what. That's what it just is what it is. But I think sometimes it starts out as something simple as flirting, and then it can escalate into becoming a problem. I think a lot of times what people have to do is they have to verbally tell that person, look, don't talk to me like that. Explain to them straight. I'm here for work. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, if they can't comprehend that, take it to HR. Sometimes you can do them both. Send them both an email, HR and that person. You dig? Saying, I don't approve of that. Please don't do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, if it happens again, report it again. Now, you're going to get money because they didn't do something in a way to make that person stop. But usually, I think it has to take like three actions. There's the warning. There's like, I think, foul shot. Then after that, then they just all hell just breaks loose. But still, to me, there's no reason for it. I mean, it's uncalled for. Don't get it twisted. I'm a man. Hey, it is what it is. A pretty lady walks on the job site, I'm going to look, because all I look is all men all day. So, of course, I'm going to look. Oh, damn, what's that? Walking through a flower just what? But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, a flower. Hey, how you doing? I hope you have a good day. See, that's that bullshit. You could have kept that to yourself. But you trying to be cute, trying to be slick, trying to be flirty, going to fuck around and catch a case today. You did. You just lost $100,000. So yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, am I wrong? How you feel about it from a lady standpoint, man? How you feel about it?
I mean, from a lady standpoint, you know, there's always like the fine line when you're trying to decide if someone is flirting on you and if someone is like sexually harassing you. Like, it's a really fine line because
it's a fine line.
You kind of like
the fine line, be ugly or not.
No, well, that, but, well, and then how much money they make, but we ain't going to go into that. Oops, did I say that? It's really like a fine line because sometimes you have to see what their motives and intentions are. Like, if they're just, that's just, they're friendly, and you look at how he's treating everybody, and you'd be like, oh, that's just his nature. Mm-hmm. But then if like you get that funny feeling inside you that's saying, you know, that wasn't quite right. I didn't like how that felt, or I didn't like how, he looked at me, or like you can kind of sense when it's crossing the line and when it's gone too far and you have to be honest within yourself, like, okay, that was cute at first, but yeah, now you're just being, obnoxious and rude and disrespectful with it. So you really have to know within yourself what that feeling is and know, like, ooh, no, that ain't right. And then, like you said, go talk to him and be like, you know, that, what you did, you know, just don't do that again because I kind of felt funny, you know, when you did it. Now if they continue to do it, then, yeah, you're like, okay, now you're not listening to me. Now you're not respecting what I just told you. So now we got some issues. We got some problems. But as a man, how does a man deal with that? Like, how can they notice the difference as well? You know what I mean? How does a man decide, oh, is that flirting or, oh, is that hitting on me, because the most, as you're seeing in the media, it's men against women, women against men. How about the men against women? Have you heard any?
Right.
Like, how do they decipher?
Well, there is the one that's a man against man, though. The one against Terry Crews, where a guy actually groped him in a meeting. Yeah. So I think he kind of, his position, I guess, initially, I think he kind of took the same thing as the ladies. This was kind of like, whoa, he didn't want to cause any ripples, but he's definitely speaking about it now. But I don't know. Honestly, a lot of men, and don't get me twisted, people. I mean, I'm just speaking from an entertainment standpoint, because I'm pretty sure there are men that probably are suing. You just don't see about it as much for sexual harassment, because some women, they do be on that bullshit. I'm just going to keep it 100. Some of y'all got titties and nuts. It is what it is. But
and we grab a
but
say what? Say something.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, I mean, how do I say it? Because let's keep it 100. There's those people that roll with it. They don't file sexual harassment.
Exactly.
They get sexual harassment with it. You dig? They go down with it. So, I mean, I really don't know the sad thing. A lot of cases with the dude, that's what it is. He going with it. He's like, shit, you my boss? and I'm finna get the toss? Oh, shit. Yeah,
but what if you get fired?
Tony Danza,
but I'm saying, what if you get fired, though? But what if you get fired and they don't give you no explanation? And she fires you and you're with the boss. And she'd be like, oh, you gotta go. Do you now go and say, hey, I was sleeping with the boss and I felt, you know what I'm saying? What's
right,
the double
right.
standard with it? Because
right,
now your coins,
you
your coins is gone. Right, and she see, and she, and okay, I'm just, you know, scenario. So she break up with you, and now she's going on to the next boo, treating him the same way, giving him the same treatment that she gave him. He all in his feelings. What you do? What you do? You know what I'm saying? Because she cut you off. And she didn't fire you. She just wants you to see how I do. How I do. I do you, you, you.
I don't really know how that scenario plays in, but okay.
But you know what I'm saying? But do you file sexual harassment on your boss then? You know, she put you down for the next. Is that sexual harassment? Or is that, you know, suck it up, boo. You was just let go. You didn't make the cut.
That's a you and your feelings. Get out your goddamn feelings and stop being petty. That's what that is. Let's just keep it 100. Get out your feelings. Stop being petty. Get it? Let's just keep it 100. It is what it is. Shit, I don't even got no breather music for that bullshit.
But I'm just saying, this stuff happens every day in people's workplace. And if y'all want to, you know, vent and talk about it, give us a call. You know, just saying, it happens.
Right, right. Okay, sorry, I'm over here. I'm trying to think of, damn, who can I really play next from the Twin Cities? Who can I play? oof. All right. Oh, matter of fact, I got a dude I can play. I just met him couple weeks ago at one of the events. He came out and performed again for us on Sunday night at Bullwinkle. So make sure you guys come out to Bullwinkle's in the Twin Cities. That's right. It's on, I believe it's called Seven Corners. I can get the information for you if you need it. Just hit me up at Monster. That's MONSTER US Radio @gmail.com. And I'll definitely get you the information on how you can get there. Ladies are in free till 10 p.m. We got the Super Bowl Sunday going on. I think I've seen a thing for New Year's Eve. I didn't say I want to DJ New Year's Eve. What the fuck? Everybody be thinking DJs want to spin all the time, motherfucker. I want a party, too. The hell is going on? All right, so let me see if I can find this dude. I'm doing all this talking. I can't even get to where I need to be. I need to shut up and get back to business. But all right, this dude's name, his name is King Oso. If I can get his music here. So yeah, we're gonna roll him right quick on the Takeover Tuesday. I guess ain't nobody monstrous enough to take over our show. I guess it is what it is. I guess
they not ready.
I guess they want us. No, they not ready. No, they not ready. I guess they want us to spend all night night. Y'all want us to spend and talk all night
all
night?
All night night.
Well, damn.
All night night. Well, we got this all night night because this is what we do. Get it? We live, y'all.
You know so. Start
working. You know so.
Radio live.
She got ass for days, bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Wow, let me see your work. Hey, dancing for them dollars. She got ass for days, bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Wow, let me see your work. Hey, fuck competition, these niggas will come amiss me. Bands in my pocket, I can make your bitch kiss him. Never fall in love with a stripper, that's what my mama taught me. Lord, here with the words, killing the beat softly. A stand up nigga, I am not most men. I speak, they listen, we just trying to win. She say she got a man at home, but she wanna leave with me. These hoes ain't loyal, they even do it for free. Bright lights in my city, gotta get it by any means. Love the life I live, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Works, rappers nowadays wearing skirts. Jerks, skinny jeans with a matching purse. Got it worse. No wonder why your bitch won't stay. She need a nigga like King Oso to take your place. Put it in, she tapped out. Never had it like this. Work, do it on my dick, don't quit. Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Wow, let me see your work. Hey, dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Work, work, let me see your work.
Go and make it work, go and make it twerk. You know what it is when I'm up inside that skirt. She working on a pole, but she don't do that shit for free. But she'll bust it open for a nigga like me. All I know is work hard, I don't ever get tired. Working every night and day, know I gotta get mine. Told that bitch to drop it low, if she want them dollar signs. I'm just trying to work that pussy out on my downtime. Girl, I know it's all mine, I would never tell a lie. Take you out for one night, have you feeling mesmerized. I ain't like them other guys, gotta keep a 9 to 5. Work that body out like your ass doing exercise. Girl, I have to testify, you the one that's in my eyes. No one that can take your place, I push them to the other side. They don't even matter, pockets got fatter. Make a nigga realize that you could do it better, go work.
Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Wow, let me see your work. Hey, dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you tryna get paid. Work, let me see your work, girl. Work. Let me see it work, work.
Monstrous Radio, take over Tuesday. Interactive radio at its finest. Online radio with the roar. Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live, take over Tuesday. Up next, I got some Lil Chief and Mike Boulevard. This is a throwback. In the Twin Cities, we might do a double take on this. I don't know. This is a throwback. It's called Twin Cities.
The cannon boys.
Cannon boys.
Cannon boys.
Cannon
boys.
I know what you like.
The cannon boys.
Cannon boys.
I don't know how to stand.
you like. They call me Mr. Swag Lego. Your galley in my arm, she don't wanna let go. I'm on one, you on one. Wanna come in my life, wanna come in my night alone. One. Bang, fall down to the avenue. Real homies, they know what's happening. Why you asking it? Why you asking it? Blood in my hand and I ain't passing it.
The
if you want a video, you gotta come to us and we run in the video. I whip up and something clean. This hoe, no, you better take a pic. Photo. Cause I be going hard. I know what you like. I know what you
let's
like.
Go, let's go, let's get it, let's get it. Many opposite Paul Swift City.
I know what you like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I know what you like.
Yeah, Swift City's music. Little Keith is Mike Boulevard. Monster Radio Live. Take on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
all right, we're getting close to the end of my stretch. So, I guess, I mean, is there, what's some other stuff that we want to talk about tonight? I don't know, vibrations we might want to put out there.
Okay. So, this is, you know, around Christmas time, right?
I still don't like the tone of your voice, but okay, we're going to roll with it anyway, right? Okay.
I'm just saying. Who do you have up underneath your mistletoe that you kissing? Baby mama, side chick, a girlfriend, wife, all of them. Are they all up on the mistletoe? Do they all get a present? Do you all get them the same thing? Same cologne. They all get the same name. That's boo, that's boo, that's boo, that's boo, that's bae, that's bae, that's bae, that's bae, that's baby, that's baby, that's baby, that's baby, that's wifey, wifey number one, wifey number two, wifey number... Like, what are we doing? Are they all dancing? Are they all dancing up under the mistletoe with you? I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. You make it sound.
Are they all Santa's little reindeers?
Okay. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. I mean... Do side pieces get presents? I mean, they probably do, don't they?
Yeah. And sometimes side pieces present look better than the wife's present. Because side piece been putting in my work. Just saying.
Literally.
Keeping him, yeah, you know, keeping
ho,
him,
ho, ho,
you know,
present.
Very much. She the real ho-ho-ho, you know, she's keeping him satisfied, you know, she making sure he go home, the wifey, satisfied, you know, not stressed.
Right, make sure he go home in a cab, he not drunk, driving.
Right, make sure his drawers is clean, you know, or on.
That's messed up, we got all these motherfucking scenarios for side pieces taking care of somebody. Sending their ass back home. It is what it is. I just want to say happy holidays to all the people out there, side pieces too. I can't stand your funky ass, but it is what it is.
You ain't got no side piece?
I don't know.
You ain't got no side piece?
No.
You trying
to
say you ain't got no side piece? What? Come on.
No.
Would you tell us?
No. No. That's fucked up.
if your girl's listening, he may have a side piece you'll know about.
Oh Oh my God.
Oh, wifey.
I know I did not like the tone of your voice today.
Oh, a bae, or a bae, or a bae, or a bae, or a boo, or a boo, or a boo, or wifey, or wifey.
I ain't even got no cuddle friends. Nope.
You know you went through cuffing season. Stop playing. Who made the cut? Who made the cut? Oh, you ain't telling us?
Please. Cuffing season. Shit, I'm skinny and cold over here. Let's put it like this. If sex was my fucking thing outside, I'd be frostbitten dead. You dig? I'm just saying I ain't got no fat on me. I'm just no. I'd just be dead. No. Look, now you got me reminiscing. I'm about to be depressed in a minute. So let's go ahead and get to this stuff over Tuesday while we can. what is some good gift to give this year to people? What's a good gift to give? Now, usually, I used to like to say in the past, a book, but somebody would probably brick your ass if you try to give them a book nowadays. They'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know
I mean,
how to read.
What's a good gift to give? I know, huh? It's like, shit, I got spell check. I can't even spell. some of them got spell check and still can't spell. Oops.
Right, still get it wrong. Be like, what? Perfection. Perfect? Oh, what? Son? No? Oh, okay.
Or you know what my most famous mistake is? I try to say, how are you? I'll put in, ho, where are, or where are you? O-W-H-O space W-A-R-E space Y-O-U. So it'll say, ho, where are you? Not
oh,
only
dang. You calling your hoes home?
Am I sound all country? Exactly. I was going to say, now I sound like a disrespectful, illiterate pimp.
I'm calling your hoes home. You're like, ho, ho, come on home. I'm saying, you know.
Ho,
just
where
call
you?
It what it is. You know that's what
bullshit.
You're doing. Ho, where are you? I told you to be home an hour ago. That's the aside piece. That's the aside piece. Ho, where you at? Ho, 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 what you get?
Shit, your aside piece is probably be like at the crib waiting on you, baby. It is what it is.
They waiting on you. Ho, ho, ho. Say, bring the dough. Okay, good gift. A good gift to give is always a compass.
A compass? What the hell? Why a compass?
A compass.
A compass.
A compass.
Okay. Awkward. A compass. Who gets the compass nowadays? I mean, damn. You either go that way or you go that way. And why would they look like your compass? Go to the northwest. Mark on your compass. The hell?
So you could always tell that person, I gave you a compass, for you know how to get to the direction. No, okay.
You know what? That's like somebody giving you a Swiss Army knife. You'd be like, what the fuck is this for? I use apps on my phone. Everything else, touch screen. What am I going to do with a Swiss Army knife? I ain't got no cheese and
right.
Sauces to open up. It is what it is.
Hey, okay. You know, jewelry is always the best gift to give. And if you want some jewelry, Monsters Radio, Monster Store Jewelry has some jewelry for you. It's $5. You can hit us up on monster.us.com to get it. What else is good to have as a gift? Weave. You know, weave. If you go online now and order bundles of weave, she'll love you forever.
Bundle. Oh, my goodness. That definitely sounds like a size piece order.
And,
whole box
and put it
oh,
in.
It's a big ass box.
Wait,
it's
but put it.
Car.
I'm telling you,
no.
You don't put it in a big old box. You put it in a rose box. You know, like roses. you know, because they come in 16, 18, 21, 24, and she could have a whole bunch of hair for the rest of the week. I mean, for the rest of the couple months. She'll love you to death, I'm telling you. Weave, all kind, curly, stray, Malaysian, African. Yeah, you'll be good. She'll love you.
Shit, matter of fact, you're going to love yourself because you ain't going to need no side piece. Put her in the curly on Monday. Put her in a motherfucking China on Tuesday. Get in, put her in Lady of Rage, Afro Puffs.
Africa.
Put the Afro Puffs on
exactly.
Wednesday.
Exactly.
Get in.
See, you catching on. You catching on. See?
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you. Just saying.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It
okay.
is what it is.
Okay. Okay.
See?
All right. Let's see. What's another good gift to give? Let's see. We can't say a SZAC, right? No, we can't say SZAC. No, you can't get out of way because it's illegal. So that's not a good gift to give.
Right.
Nor is a pack of blunts to go along with it and an incense. I'm just saying you can't give these things away because they're illegal and you will get in trouble. So do not give those things away.
But, you know, I heard bongs, and those are legal because they you can use them to put incense in there. So that's legal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Hookahs are, you know,
or hookah.
They're legal. And, you know, you can use put those up. And, you know, a year's supply of alcohol at Certix, you know, that's legal. You know, or any alcohol place, you know, just give them a gift card. You know, because nowadays people love to drink.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say a year's supply, though. Now, you might be starting to give somebody the wrong type of gift. You don't give them the gift of addiction. It is of a habit.
That's wifey. But that's to your wife, you know. Right. That's wifey status. I mean.
Call it a weekend.
A pint. You call it a weekend. No Moscato. Sit back and have some Moscato. You tell us to do it in the opening song. You know, sit back, drink your Moscato. Yeah, enjoy the show. You got to give them a life, you know, a year's worth of enjoying the show of Moscato. Don't sell yourself short. Come on, bro. Just say.
Right.
Just say.
This gift that people give when people make gifts. That is the most bullshit. You know what? You women is good for that shit. Especially like on Valentine's Day. I hate to skip over. But on Valentine's Day, y'all good for that bullshit. Y'all want us to go out and get flowers. Get you all this expensive shit, and you're going to fuck around and make us a box with a bunch of ripped up pieces of paper talking about, oh, you can get it however you want it on one piece of paper. You pick one out a day, and that's what you get if you don't get your ass up out of here and go buy me some motherfucking Jordans.
But you know what? I got the best gift.
Huh.
I got the best gift for you, E. And, y'all, I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to crochet. For your skinny self, some gloves, a scarf, and a hat, and a jacket. You'll be great. Boom, there you go. Merry Christmas from the Crochet Queen. Merry Christmas. What color you want? Red, blue, green?
You know
we can even monogram it. You know, I could put a little too much.
Wow. That's how you feel?
You'll be warm. You'll be warm. You'll be warm. I said you'll be warm. You wouldn't. You would thank me. You'd be like, when that cold go past your face, you'd be like, ooh, this scarf. This scarf. Thank you, Miss Unbelievable, for this scarf. You know, the mittens, you'd be like, ooh, yeah. The hat, you'd be like, see, this is what I'm talking about. You'll be warm. I'm just saying.
And see, this is that bullshit I be talking about. You ain't slick. I heard you say with your little skinny tail. Don't nobody want your little motherfucking itchy, scratchy ass sweater and hat and scarf. Fuck that shit. We up out of here. Mine's just ready to take over Tuesday. Come take this motherfucking coat and scarf is what your ass ought to do. Give it to Toy for Tots or somebody. I ain't taking that little itchy scratch all up under my motherfucking skin. Feel like ball hairs. It is what it is. New music on my way up out of here. It's unbelievable. I tell you, boy.
Ooh, when you get home, why don't you do that one thing
radio.
For me? Give me that splash if you know what I mean.
FaceTime me in the shower. Yeah.
Yeah.
FaceTime me in the shower. This gon' be your favorite song.
Hey, you don't do it for the fame.
same, no. When you was different, you ain't nothing like the lame hoes. That thing is water resistant, that what it's made for. High from seven, I'm in heaven, what you play for? Tell your friends, I don't tell you that I'm bad, no. Don't know what to do when I see them lower tattoos. A lot of niggas wondering, I'm the only one to catch you. When I'm in the city,
believe that I'm a smash. Still come through. I'ma text you when I get up to the room. Had that water in there, you know what to do. Just FaceTime me in the shower. Just FaceTime me in the shower. And you won't tell. You don't want me to take no L's, huh? But you know I know that thing so well. I got money, but the pussy is a power. If I could taste it, I would make you scream louder. So anytime you gotta have an hour, we can do it in the shower. Both of our bodies dripping wet. You still come through. I'ma text you when I get up to the room. Add that water in and you know what to do. Just FaceTime me in the shower.